Welcome to Viewpoint, Mr. Charles Wright.
Thank you.
What is it that you'd like to say about the race problem if you were to write a book on it?
Well, for one thing, I think a very important thing that's been overlooked is the sex thing, the sex problem, should I say. And two, that you cannot really force people to do something that they really don't want to do. And I don't even think the courts are that strong.
Well, let's take it in the order in which you've brought it up.
Sure.
Has the sex problem been overlooked? Do you mean by that intermarriage or what?
I think, as we are well aware of, the press has been, and therefore the public at the United Nations, with all those new African nations over there, all those dark faces. And you can say how many countries that are left in the world where there are so many whites. You know, and here in America, I'm just thinking 100 years from now, there will be more people that are the complexion that I am.
Do you think that before the problem can be met realistically, that both whites, blacks, yellows, and all the other colors have to accept the fact that eventually integration will bring about a mixing of the races?
Yes, I do. But also, too, that as far as the sex problem is concerned between Negroes and white, well, it's not really a great thing. I mean, too, you know, that's been the folklore through the past about this type of thing. It's there, and if you can understand the thing, even vaguely, somehow or the other, and face it as it is, but still it's a very hard thing. You can talk, as I always say, you can talk to people for the next 50 years. You can't convince them, but what you need is some violence.
What kind of violence? Violence of ideas? Violence
well,
of physical force?
Well, I'll tell you
force?
One thing. You remember when, this, a very striking thing was when President Truman, who was also a fellow Missourian, gave the order for that bomb to be dropped on Hiroshima. And everybody is just, the world was stunned. But, he made his point, perhaps not the overhaul point, but he made his point then and there. And the world set up for a while, you know. Now, I'm not saying that we should drop bombs somewhere or nothing like that, but I think that the American people, regardless, if it wasn't the race thing, it would have to be something else, because I feel, and God knows I love this country and I love my fellow man, I think the American people need something to shake them up, you know.
Mr. Wright, why did you say you love your fellow men?
I love people in spite of myself, and therefore I've suffered and I've paid. But I'm wondering how much longer shall I go on like this.
Do you have any control over it if you like people in spite of yourself?
To a certain extent, yeah. There are times when I can divorce myself completely, you know. But there always comes that moment again when I get involved, you know. And, you know, it's because I care too much for people.
I was interested too, Mr. Wright. Why do you say you love America?
Well, in the first place, I suppose the very simple reason is that I'm born here, and still it's the greatest country in the world, but it has, I think, a great many things wrong with it. I think we could even be stronger than what we are. Not being strong in the sense of an aggressor, or, you know, is, well, all right, you know, I'm the greatest now, you have to bow down to me, and jazz like that. But it has something that I've only been to three countries, Japan, Korea, and Mexico, and they're all the marvelous countries and everything like that. But also I've met a great many foreigners from all the other countries, and there seems to be something lacking. And that, you know, I suppose it's that zip that we have here in America, regardless of race. I think it's a great country, and I'm very, very loyal to it, you know, but that doesn't mean that I wouldn't speak out against it. I mean, terribly, terribly so, only in the sense that I'm hoping somehow that what I would write would help them.
As you look about you, Mr. Wright, do you find many people that you consider real leaders in our present country?
I would love to, but let's see, who can I possibly think of somebody that's a real leader in this country? No, but I admire very much President Kennedy, very, very much. You know, of course, I don't go along with many of his policies and everything like that. But I think that he's gave this country something. I suppose you feel something even I know that, let's say, the way out, people who are never interested in politics are, you know, that fringe element. But even them, he gives a little boost to. And I think he's done a very good job. Of course, about the race problem, he made much too long, the man did. And I mean, even after the race problem, take for example, you know, and then that's why I wonder how long possibly can these things last. Now, take for example down there in Mississippi. He sent the National Guard troops to guard one Negro man murdered. And when they were having all that fighting in the streets in Birmingham, Alabama, where were the troops? And so someone asked you, why are you so cynical? Why are you adopting this? Well, it's right there if you have any sense to see right there before you. And the troops didn't, they were not in Birmingham city limits. They ran 45 or 50 miles away.